investigating and responding to allegation of staff to student harassment, bullying, or discrimination. So again, bullying, harassment, and discrimination, it's not only student to student, but also in this case, student to staff to student. So here, the response must follow all applicable school and district policies and procedures, including contractual provisions and due process obligation related to staff to student misconduct. For example, maybe there is a requirement by the union that's in your contract that if there's any disciplinary action, there's a certain process that has to be followed. So again, this is something that you need to follow up with at your own in your own learning environments to figure out what the due process is and your obligation is when it comes to reporting staff to student misconduct.